Hello, welcome to Raw Japan episode 185. This is Brandon Chin, broadcasting from Itoshima, Fukuoka. And today we're going to speak about Ikigai. So the reason that you wake up in the morning, what is your purpose, etc. There's a book called Ikigai. And it's written by a neuroscientist here in Japan named Ken Mugi. And it's his first book in English. I just spoke about it on my Instagram stories, if you're interested in that. Because I do a little mini show there. I just started one. It's called Chin Talks Books. My last name is Chin. So Chin Talks Books. And you just go to Instagram, type in my username, Brandon, 3 underscores. 1, 2, 3. And then Chin, C-H-I-N. And you can find my profile there. Follow me. Check out the stories. And you can hear more in-depth talks about the books. And see me while I talk. In any case, this book, I got it from my brother while I was in Shanghai, watching him perform in a musical play called A Chorus Line. Maybe you know of it. But yes, he's a professional dancer, but he's starting to get into musicals, and he's on the way. He's going to space. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see him. I won't be surprised when he starts acting in movies and Broadway, etc. So he's going all the way. His name is Jordan Chin. You can look him up as well. In any case, the book is interesting. It's very short and straight to the point, and it gives a fresh view on everyday Japanese people and how they maintain and prosper. I think you might have heard that in Okinawa, in Japan, they have like the highest concentration of people over 100 years old. Centenarians, I think they call them. And part of the reason why their lives are so long, people claim, is that because they have a sense of ikigai, a purpose. There's a reason, they have a reason to live. And so whether that's something small, like, I don't know, continuing their farm work, or just seeing their great grandchildren's faces, etc., they have a reason to wake up. They're not just doing crossword puzzles and, you know, getting thrown into the old home because their children don't care about them or something like this. They're usually still working, doing something every day, creating or just producing, and they're driven. They keep their mind sharp. And so I'm going for 120. I'll be one of the first if it hasn't been broken already. I don't know. But you know, with technology and AI and all this stuff coming out, I think lives will be much longer. 70 will become the new 40, and we'll have to learn how to do things in later in life, even when our bodies break down. So reading, keeping your mind sharp, speaking with others face to face, connecting, sharing great memories, experiences together, that will, I think those are part of the formula. But in the book, he breaks it down. I lay it out in my Instagram stories. Again, go to Brandon _ Chin at Instagram. Follow me, check out the stories, and you'll see what I'm talking about. In any case, thank you for listening today. This was a short one. And check me out tomorrow. Cool. If you want more Japanese culture in your hands, I'm sending out books and stuff that you can touch and smell and lick straight to your mailbox. All you got to do is go to brandonshin.net/raw, R-A-W. Check it out there. I just checked out with my host and domain providers and, you know, worked through some stuff. And now you don't need the www. You just type in brandonshin.net/raw. And if you want a free book, like an ebook, you just go to brandonshin.net/block, B-L-O-C-K. And that's about it. Thanks for listening. Of course, as always, share this link with this podcast with your friends, people that you think need to reevaluate their purpose in life, or that you think, or maybe somebody has told you that you need to reevaluate your purpose in life, or find a purpose, create one. There's a question for you. Do you find or create your purpose? What do you think? In any case, take the link, copy it, send it in your favorite messenger app, And ba 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 ba. You have another one. I don't know. I tried to make something up. It didn't work. Good night. Take care of yourself. Today is the 18th of March. It is 21:51, 9:51 p.m. Goodbye.